we've been looking forward to this meeting all day, and I know the Lord's been looking forward to it. And so let's expect God to do great things tonight. A lot of that will depend upon our openness and response to Him. And so let's let God use us tonight. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Let's open our hearts and thank Him for what He has in mind to accomplish. Praise God. I've been praying that all the meetings up till tonight will be just a preparation for the work that God's going to do and finish in us tonight for this time. So let's have faith to that end. Let's sing number 102 in our white book. Brother Paul was playing that before. I don't think we've sung that yet. Living for Jesus.
Living for Jesus, oh what peace, rivers of pleasure never cease. Trials may come, yet we'll not fear. Living for Jesus, He is near, helping to serve.
To serve thee more and more, help me to praise thee over and over, live in thy presence day by day,
never to turn from thee away. That'd be a nice embroidery. Praise God. That's a good prayer to take home with us. Some will be going home tomorrow. Some will be going home soon after. Wouldn't it be wonderful to pray that every day? Lord, help me to serve you more and more now that I go home from pilgrim camp. Help me to fill my place in my church, Lord. Maybe I can be a greater blessing there. Maybe there's something I can do to help out, to be a blessing, to touch someone's life. And help me to praise thee o'er and o'er. Oh God, when we praise the Lord in church, help me to enter in every time, never to sit it out. Don't just sit there and listen to someone else praise the Lord. They can't do it for you. You have to. But not to limit it to our church gatherings. Oh, let's praise him. Praise him in home. Praise him in the car. Praise him till the sun goes down, right? And then live in your presence. Oh, that starts with acknowledging his presence. We, by faith, recognize that I'm in the presence of God, and the presence of God is in me. And then we just occupy ourselves with that thought throughout the day. Jesus, you're with me. Talk to him. Treat him like he's there, because he is. And then the Lord will begin to take over, and you'll sense his nearness, and his fragrance will emanate from your life. And then never to turn from thee away. Lord, keep me. Keep me true to you, day by day. Thank you, Lord. Lord, this is our desire. We want to serve you more. We want to praise you better. We want to live in your presence. And so, Lord, help us. Tonight, we pray that you'll come to us and enable us, Lord, to live this way better in the days that are before us. Jesus, you're always calling us to come closer. You're always calling us to just give ourselves more to you. And so, Lord, we want to invite you to come and have your way tonight in each and every one of us. We pray you'll bless all over this camp, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful blessings that have been poured out upon us. We thank you for the word of God that has been ministered to us throughout these weeks, Lord, down in the cottage, down in the village, here at Watch Rock. Lord, even as we had time together, we spoke of your goodness. We shared your word with one another, and it's just been so rich. And so, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. We know it's more than we can understand. We'll see evidence of it, I'm sure, as we go on with life. So bless tonight, Lord. Bless those little ones in the cottage, Lord. Do something very special for them. Some of them don't want to go home, Lord, but they have to. Oh, so you make it. You help them to take a little of pilgrim camp home with them. I don't mean anything physical, but your presence. That's what makes pilgrim camp so special. And do it for the village girls as well, Lord. Lord, we know they're at a crucial age in their life. Oh, so much to deal with. So many mistakes that could easily be made that have far-reaching consequences. Lord, keep them. Keep them. Do something to keep them for yourself, Lord. Meet them tonight. Breakthrough in every life. Come to us here as well. You know what you want for us, Lord. We want what you want. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, I have some requests, song requests, and one that someone asked me was Every Moment of Every Day. That's in the white book also. That's the number 34. Praise God. 34 in the white. Thank you. Was that your testimony? You could stand up and say yes, and all right, there's your testimony.
Yes.
See how easy it is? But that's a lovely song that you chose. It expresses precious desires that I'm sure the Lord has put in your heart. Praise God. Maybe there are others that would like to testify a little bit more than that, and you can feel free to get up again if you're so inclined. We'd like to hear from the staff. There are some that have yet testified, and we need that. You need that, and it's required. Well, anyway, let's pray for someone. Our sister Bella asked if we'd pray for a neighbor of hers who had a stroke, elderly woman, and. She doesn't know whether she's saved or not. We don't know that she is. But in times of crisis, Jesus is interested in coming to us and ministering his salvation. And so, Lord, we pray for this woman. Lord, you know all about her. You know, Jesus, even why you brought her need to our attention. Lord, there's a reason why we pray. Because God hears, God answers. Prayer makes a difference. Prayer brings God into a situation. And so, Lord, we call upon you to come to this woman tonight. And, Lord, lay your hand upon her. Jesus, speak to her, Lord. You know her condition. And you know how, Lord, to open her heart to you, Lord. If she's heard any of the gospel throughout her life, quicken your truth to her. And if she hasn't, Lord, we pray that you'll give her that opportunity. Jesus, save her soul, touch her body, minister by your own power, lay your own hand upon her. Lord, we commit her to you, and we believe that in praying that you hear, that there's a response from heaven. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so let's continue to worship the Lord. I know that our young men have a song for us somewhere along the way, and I'll call on you when I think it's a good time to do that.
To do thy will, yes, that is all. To do thy will, obey thy call. To follow on where thou dost lead. To do thy will. All I need to do.
Jesus, the glory of your presence. Oh, if you could make that real to us, Lord, we would never be the same. Whenever I come to Pilgrim Camp, I think about the fact that God often gives us a taste here at camp of something that we might not be ready for just yet, but we get spoiled. Oh, I felt the presence of God at Pilgrim Camp in such a glorious way. And I'd like to keep that experience. Keep walking in his presence like that. And so when I go home, I do take time to wait on God and to worship and so on. And that's how it was for me when I returned from Pilgrim Camp. And there have been times in my life when God has come to me in such a tremendous way. But then, after a while, it wasn't the same. And I wondered about that. And the Lord seemed to give me this thought that was a great help to me. I gave you a taste of something that I want to do in your life all the time. But there are some lessons you need to learn first. You're not ready to live in that experience. But now that you've tasted it, now nothing else will satisfy. And so seek me. Let me develop within you a heart that is able to keep in the presence of God all the time. And I found that just having a taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, God gives you a taste of something. It could be like this all the time if you really want him. And if you really apply yourself and trust him to bring it about in your life. And it's wonderful how God continues to teach us to trust and so on. And Jesus, his presence becomes more real to us, and we sense his presence more constantly. We seek to be filled with him over and over again. And God develops something in us to enable us to walk with him more closely all the time. Praise God. Let's hear that song that our young men are going to sing for us. Maybe that's your testimony, Rayshawn, that song, right? Yeah. Okay, I thought maybe. Okay. So come. You can come right up here. What do you have, George? You can direct them, please.
Let me try to introduce the song. The theme this summer, camp's theme, is walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. And we have a devotion book that we've been going through where we've been looking at facets of walking in the Spirit. And so we've been trying to contain that or to receive from that, and how the need to walk in the Spirit and ways in which we can walk in the Spirit. And part of our part of the theme for the summer is this song called Resurrection Life. And it talks about walking in the Spirit. And we've heard about walking in the Spirit just in this meeting, about walking with Jesus. And it's talking about walking, I'm walking in newness of life, free from the struggle, free from the strife, trusting and resting and counting it done. And so there are different ways in this song to progress through that. Buried with Christ and raised with him too. Risen with Christ, my glorious head. Living with Christ, who dieth no more. And then living for Christ, my members I yield. And so we want to walk in the Spirit. And so we've been singing this song in the morning devotions every day. And so we'd like to share that with you.
Page 86, if people want to.
Buried with Christ and raised with him too, what is there left for me to do? Simply to cease from struggling and strife, simply to walk in newness of life. Struggle and free from the strife, trusting and resting and counting it done. I'm dwelling, the battle is won. Risen with Christ, my glorious head, holiness now the path I tread. Beautiful thought, while walking there
I was hoping we'd have a special song other than what George and I sang at the beach yesterday. Well, let's do one more thing. Let's sing that song that was requested. That's in our hardcover book.
That's number 230.
Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Well, thank you for those testimonies. They were a great blessing to us. I'm sorry I had to play dentist and pull your teeth, but everything came out okay.